Ogsonish Auron Oscailga, and now a song in Irish. It's a song entitled Tráthnóna Bog Rair. A soft evening last night is the literal translation. And if ever there was a song that conjured up a sort of an Irish idiom, an Irish feel, it's this one. Don't worry about the language. She sings it beautifully, Oscailga, in Irish. Maria McCool, Tráthnóna Bog Rair.
Is Lord, is Lord, Lord, Lord.
Nachwirshin Gholing Erfa. That was absolutely wonderful. That was Maria McCool, and I've got to get my hands on an album of Maria McCool because I've only got a couple of tracks. Tronona Bog Arair was the name of that particular track. And you see what I mean by the sort of Irish feel about it. Here's another lady that I have the pleasure with working with even today. Her name is, I don't think we've had her on the program before. Her name is Rebecca Winkworth. And she has been singing since she was about 9 years old, I think. But I do a lot of church work with her, and she sings a lot at funerals and weddings and the like. Although she sings professionally all over the place and sings all sorts and types and genre of music. Here, Rebecca Winkworth is singing for us the one we all know so well, the Star of the County Down.
On a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled, she passed me by. She looked so neat from her two bare feet to the crown of her nut brown hair. Such a winsome mouth, I was ashamed of myself, but you see, I was really there. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Key, and from Galway to Dublin Town, no maid I've seen like a brown Colleen that I met in the county down. She onward stepped, sure I shook my head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I to a passerby, who's the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he says to me, she's the gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Bann, she's the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Key, from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down. At the harvest fair, she'll be surely there, so I'll dress in my Sunday clothes. My shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I smoke, no horse I yoked, till my plow is a rust colored brown. Till a smiling bright by my old fireside is the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Key, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county down.
Well, that's one very talented lady there, Rebecca Winkworth, and her interpretation of the Star of the County Down. And I love the piano bits in the middle of there. Mind you, I'm taking the pianos. You all know that by now. Now here's another track from that lovely album by Mick Maloney, McNally's Row of Flats. And this is a lovely album because he sings it nice and quietly and the backing is gorgeous. It's typical sort of New Yorky Irish, but nevertheless, it's lovely. And it's entitled The Old Boss Barney.
There's a quiet little room at the back of the saloon that stands on the top of Cherry Hill, where men from tenements hold lengthy arguments on everything besides the liquor bills. The owner of the place has a Connemara face. A leader, do you hear me, through and through? When he comes in through the door, we all bow to the floor, saying, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" Then it's, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do? Is there anything that we can do for you? Come tell us of your plan, we're with you to a man. Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" He's a dude in the war, and he's perfectly adored by those in the front and in the rear. To his constituents, he speaks with eloquence, so flowingly beside a keg of beer. For the county and the state, he's the maker of the slate. A leader, do you hear me, through and through? Sure, the rank and the file, they all greet him with a smile, saying, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" Then it's, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do? Is there anything that we can do for you? Come tell us of your plan, we're with you to a man. Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" Around election time, all from the top of Cherry Hill. Sure, it's he could colonize and really paralyze the party that would vote against his will. No office would he take, but let him take a rake of boodle, do you hear me, through and through. Sure, he's in, never out, and that's why the people shout, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?" Then it's, "Old Boss Barry, how'd you do? Is there anything that we can do for you? Come tell us of your plan, we're with you to a man. Old Boss Barry, how'd you do?"
That's a lovely, tidy little album. I really like it. Mick Maloney there telling us all about Old Boss Barney. How'd you do? I said about our next singer, Ronan Tynan, that I think he's one of the best singers ever to come out of Ireland. Unfortunately, he has come out of Ireland because he no longer lives here. And I'm not quite sure when he last appeared here professionally. But he has a wonderful voice, and I could listen to the man singing all day. I don't think he's recorded a lot of material, but I'll be looking into that in the next couple of weeks, because I shall be revamping my CD collection. Ronan Tynan, I played this version of this song way back in the day when we started Sounds Irish, a long time ago. Just let's leave it at that. But I've enjoyed myself for every programme ever since. And this is Ronan Tynan's interpretation of the song My Wild Irish Rose. And it's one of the versions that they actually sing the verse, because usually you just hear the chorus over and over again. Here's Ronan Tynan, and I really hope you enjoy it, because I'm going to. My Wild Irish Rose.
If you listen, I sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead. Yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. and compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. They may sing of the roses which by other names would smell just as sweetly, they say. But I know that my rose would never consent to have that sweet name taken away. Good lances are shy when someday I may win the heart of my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Now, you've got to admit, that man has an amazing voice, and that was Ronan Tynan and his interpretation of My Wild Irish Rose. Now we go back to one of those Irish music hall type songs again. This time it's sung for us by Willie Brady. Willie Brady made a great name for himself, I think about the 50s or the 60s. He used to play guitar and sing, and he appeared in various cabaret venues, and I think he also appeared on the Theatre Royal quite often. Here he's singing a song that a few weeks ago we heard the Black Family's version of. It slightly different, but here Willie Brady's telling us all about this strange lady, Mick McGilligan's daughter, Mary Ann.
I'm a gallant Irish man, I've a daughter, Mary Ann. She's the sweetest, neatest colleen in the isle. Though she can't no purchase satin, she's a wonder at Boglatin, in a fluent, fascinating sort of style. When she's selling fruit or fish, sure it is her fondest wish for to capture with her charm some handsome man. And no matter where she goes, sure everybody knows that she's Mick McGilligan's daughter, Mary Ann. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the neighbours crazy, though in build and talk and manner like a man. When me precious love draws near, you can hear the people cheer for Mick McGilligan's daughter, Mary Ann. She's so frolicsome and hearty, she's the life of every party, she's invited to the hoolies one and all. For her big explosive laugh would cheer up a sick giraffe, a noble heart is beating near her shawl.
Sure, 'tis easy to be seen that she is no beauty queen. Her double chin is steamrolled every day, and her eyebrows they are shifted, and her face is being lifted, though who is going to lift it I can't say. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the neighbours crazy, though in building, talk and manner like a man. When me precious love draws near, you can hear the people cheer for Mick McGilligan's daughter Mary Ann. The concertina she can play in a captivating way, and one single semi-quaver never misses. Arr, a while you'd reckon four, they'll be dancing on the floor, tangos, polkas, waltzes, one-steps and Scottishes. Middle notes play with her nose, tapping time with her big toes, while the company admire her figure vast. Those musicianers mad jealous, sure they're long-haired dreamy fellas, and they know me daughter's tone is unsurpassed. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the neighbours crazy, though in build and talk and manner like a man. When me precious love draws near, you can hear the people cheer for Mick McGilligan's daughter Mary Ann. Ah, the wedding is tomorrow, and a suit I've got to borrow. I must have me father's watch and chain as well. And on Michael's Hill I'll get a tall hat and tie, you bet, and a pair of spats to make me quite a swell. Then I'll give me daughter Anne to the care of her good man, while I'm drowned in confetti and in rice. And at the breakfast after, we'll have song and dance and laughter, and a gross or two of stout ought to suffice. For she's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the neighbours crazy. She's hands and feet upon her like a man. When me precious love draws near, you can hear the people cheer for Mick McGilligan's daughter Mary Ann.
It finishes like that. Mick McGilligan's daughter Mary Ann from Willie Brady. A couple of weeks ago, I played a Johnny McAvoy track. I play a lot of Johnny McAvoy tracks, but this warranted an email from Jack Sullivan. And Jack lives here in Dublin, and he listens to the program. He downloads the program. He says, I can't listen to the original, but I am able to download the program during the week and listen to it at my leisure. Now, Jack says you play a lot of Johnny McAvoy, but you've never played his version of Slieve na Mon. Hey, Jack, I think I have, but could you play it for us, please, whenever you get the chance? We'll hear it anyway, no matter how long it takes you to play it. Hang on, I'm playing it for you now, Jack. How about that? For Jack and all Johnny McAvoy fans, here's Johnny's interpretation of Slieve na Mon.
Alone, all alone, by the way, war strand, or alone in the crowded hall. The hall, it is gay, and the waves, they are grand. But my heart is not here at all. It flies far away by night and by day to the times and the joys that are gone. I never will forget the sweet maiden I met in the valley near Slieve na Mon. In the festive hall, by the star-washed shore. Ever my restless spirit flies. My love, will I ne'er see you more? For my land, will you never uprise? By night and by day, I ever will pray, while lonely my life it flies on, to see our flag unfurled and my true love to enfold in the valley near Sleat among. In a valley near Schliemann.
Now, this next track I'm going to play for you is by one of my favorite, well, she's no longer with us, Irish singers, and that's Ruby Murray. And I've told you all the story about me and Ruby Murray, so I won't bore you with it again. So much to say that this was a song that I used to sing when I was a teenager. Stop it. And this is a beautiful interpretation of a song. I'm sure Ruby, by the way, for those of you who may not be aware, Ruby was from Belfast and moved over to London to make a name for herself. And did she do just that in the pop world in the 50s and early 60s? Ruby sings this lovely song, and it's, I'm sure, means a lot to a lot of people who are away from home and are thinking of coming home.
The longest mile is the last mile home. When you've been away, the dearest dreams are the dreams of home.
You know, my friends, that song has very happy memories for me. And that was the Ruby Murray version of The Last Mile Home. Well, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Joe Ballard wishing you all the best. I hope all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you will be given the strength to cope. May good God bless you and yours. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. Don't forget the email address, joeballard2@aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. God bless you, and until next week, Sláinte, travel safely, bye.